How many of you are new for this talk? Please raise your hand. Okay. 有几个是新听新来的听这个的哈，有好几个哈。So, in your hand, we have a translation for the verses delineating the eight consciousness. The topic is to explain what the eight consciousnesses are. And there is a little verses briefly describe each one of them. And in last year, we explained the first five consciousness, which are the eye, ears, nose, tongue, body. And now we are talking about the sixth consciousness. And last week, we briefly explained the characteristic of the sixth consciousness, which is page 2, the first paragraph, 4 sentences. Okay, and now we are going to explain the function, how the six consciousness operate, and the consequence written in the second paragraph. 那我们讲这一次这个系列呢是讲八识规矩颂，主要是介绍八识哈，它的特征哈跟功能是什么。那去年呢我们有讲了前五识哈，就是眼耳鼻舌身五识。那这一次的三个演讲呢是要讲第六识。好，那在大家的讲义的第二页呢有第六识的三颂十二句哈。那上个礼拜是讲第一颂有四句哈，是在讲第六识它的特征是什么。那第二段呢的四句是要讲这个第六识它的功能齁，跟它的造作齁。And the last paragraph will be talk about, you know, after we, through practice, after we get attained the Buddhahood or get realization or certain level of achievement, then what the sixth consciousness will be.那第三段也就是我们下个礼应该是下八月份的第二个礼拜吧，要讲的就是第三段呢，就是说当我们修行到达某种层次或是开悟成佛之后呢，那这个第六识变成什么样子，它的功能又是怎么样子。 And it definitely will be different from the six consciousness we haveright now for ordinary people. 那当然一定是跟我们凡夫拥有的第六识是不太一样的。Okay, so last talk, the last sentence we talk about, when the sixth consciousness encounter the objects, and then when he make decision, it will decide, you know, which wholesome,which mental factors it will be related to. Okay. 那上个礼拜我们讲到说这个第六识呢它有一个功能，就是说当它跟外境互动的时候呢，最后它会决定说我是要跟善心所还是恶心所来连结。那这个分别做决定的这个过程呢，就是第六识的一个功能。他的工作他的特性，那他到底是怎么做到的。 So how does the sixth consciousness do this? Sorry. Okay, so let's refresh. Okay. The sixth consciousness will co-arise with the first to the fifth consciousness, which is the eye,ear, nose, tongue, body, consciousness. Okay. And most of the time, it co-arise with these first five consciousness. And we'll talk about there are five subtle minds come with it. The first is the mind without thinking, and mind of searching, mind of determination. And the fourth one, mind of discrimination, is the one that the sixth consciousness make it, choose it. It should go to the wholesome or unwholesome mental factors. And then the mind of steadiness is it will keep the state until your last thought come up. 那我们复习一下，我们的第六意识呢，它的升起，第六意识升起的时候呢，它有两种方式，一个是呢五聚意识，就是只要我们的五根接触五尘，或是五境的时候呢，产生五识，前眼耳鼻舌身识的时候呢，那第六识就会跟它一起升起来，一起产生，叫五聚意识。那我们上次有讲到说，这个第六识跟 就是这个五聚意识，它升起的时候还可以再细微的看它有六种心产生，五种心产生。第一个就是率耳心，就是说它就是就这样子，很率性的这样子，就没有任何的思维的，就是它看到了，它听到了这样子，有一个东西进来了。然后第二个它会有一个寻求心，然后第三个决定。 然后第四个染净心呢，就是说，它开始分别了，就是那到底我要怎么做，是好的还是坏的，它在这边开始分叉。那第五个就是它会维持这个心，等到你下一个念头、下一个境再来的时候，你的第六识又转到别的时候，那这个过程就完成了，你的这个第六识的这个部分就 move 到下一个念头去了。I remember when I was in a retreat one time with Guru Fashi, and I think I practiced pretty well, and then I sort of keep sitting for a long time, and then suddenly Guru Fashi come in front of me and then ask me, "Are you looking for me?" And my first thought, I raised my head and I look at this person. I first thought for me is, there is a person. The second thought, I know this person. And who is he? And then third thought, he is Guo Ru Fa Si. And then next, why he come to me? Why I didn't look for him. Why he come to me? Okay, so this process, because I was in a deep practice, so I can see my mind in more subtle way. So through the process I just described, you can see, the first encounter is I saw a man stand in front of me. And then second, who is this person? I kind of know him. And then third, finally, in my memory, I find some image. This is Guru Fashi. And then I come up something like, why he come to me? So, every encounter, every thought come from our mind, they always have these five steps if we observe carefully. Okay. 那有一个例子就是有一次我在禅期的时候，我可能是蛮用功的。 那我就是坐了很久，我就没有起来。那忽然之间呢，果如法师就来到我的座位面前，就问了我一句说，你在找我吗？那我头一抬起来，当时他讲那句话，我就抬起来一看这个人的时候呢，我的第一念是，有一个人站在我面前，然后我不能分别他是谁，然后我第二个念头是他是谁，第三个， 我觉得我认识这个人，然后第四个，他是果如法师，然后第五个念头，他为什么说我在找他呢？我没有找他这样子。所以你看，当我们在修行很比较定的时候呢，我们就可以看到我们的心的操作呢，它的认知过程跟分别过程是可以很细的去分别它。 所以你看，我第一眼看到他的时候，我看到一个人，那就是眼识很单纯的作用。我眼识就是看到一个人，我没有分别他是谁，我认不认识他，他为什么要来找我。但是开始我的第六识开始 开始 operate 的时候呢，我就开始去找寻说，哎，这个人我怎么样怎么样哈。所以这是五句意思哈，就是说从我们日常生活中其实也可以去关照的哈。So we can also observe the process in our daily life. Okay. And the second part of the sixth consciousness, it can operate independent with the first to fifth consciousness. It's this part.There are two kinds. One is arising afterward. The other is arising independently. Arising afterwards is, you know, I see this person. And I know him. I know this is Guru Fa Si. And then the second thought, he left. And then I come up another thought. Why he come to me? Why he say that? And that's the thought.Generate after the encounter. The person is not there. It's not happening right now. And I can't generate a second thought. And then what is arising independently? The first kind is we enter into a very high level of samadhi. All the encounter will be real and your mind will be direct.And we are not going to talk about that. But the second part is called the wandering thought. That is inferential. For example, after I generate a second thought about why Guru Fa Si come to me, why he told me that I'm looking for him where I was not. And then I generate a lot of thought, then that will be wandering thought. And that's not happening at all. I try to relate or try to think of something that related to him. And the third one is in a dream. Okay. When, you know, when we have had a dream and there is a story and there is a thinking there. And that's not real. That's false. But our sixth consciousness is still general. We still make judgment.We still can discriminate. We can still think, right? And the fourth kind is when people, they are insane. So what they see, what they feel, what they judge are very strange because they do this based on not the real thing, okay?那第六意识呢，它还有一部分是叫做不具意识，就是说它跟前五识没有关系的哈。前五识，那第一种就是说是午后意识，就是说你已经五识已经产生五识，好像我遇薄如法师来到我的面前跟我讲那段话，这个境它已经离开了哈，已经过去了，但是我的第二念产生，他为什么要说我找他，我没有找他，那就是午后意识了，他人已经走了，可是我还会产生很多的念，还会产生的第二念头叫做午后意识。那但独头意识呢，又更惨了，是他第一类当然定中我们就不讲他，他是在身定的时候会产生的一种意识。那第二种叫做独善意识，他就是说他自己就开始运作了，就像哎，果如法师走了以后，他为什么找我，然后我就开始想说，诶，那我是不是我刚刚发生什么事情了？好，我的身体为什么是这样子的？我为什么不认得他了？好，那他来找我是，诶，是什么意思？我是不是需要去小餐？诶，开始有很多的念头出来了哈，但是独善意识哈，其实我们在日常生活中大部分都在独善意识哈，心里乱七八糟的很多东西出来哈。那第三个就是在我们的梦中。我们梦中其实是也有很多的故事情节，对不对？啊，也有很多的喜欢不喜欢，很多的思考跟判别，那这都是是非真的，叫非量，因为它没有发生。那第四个当然狂乱，就是当我们在就是精神有状态，或是在就是精神有问题的状况之后，我们所有的五识跟第六识的运作都是因为你假想的或是不莫须有的东西产生来的分别。那所以第三跟第四就是 梦中好跟毒狂乱的这个 毒头意识呢，它是属于非量，就是它不是真实存在的东西。那那个独善意识呢，它还有一点点根据，是因为我们可能根据我们的记忆，有没有根据我们的记忆或是过去的经验，然后我们产生了很多的思量，很多的想象，好，很多的推论，好，这些都是属于独善意识，是属于比量的哈。So the second one, wandering thought, is the thought arise still based on something that is real. For example, your past memory, your past experience. You base on that, and then you generate a lot of thinking and a lot of logical derivation.Or you dream about your future or something, you plan something about your future, then that will be wandering thought. And the sixth consciousness will not arise only when we are in very deep sleep or when we pass out. 那第六识是任何时候都是一直升起的哈，只有两种状况，日常生活中两种状况我们没有办法，第六识就不升起，一个是熟非常熟睡的时候，另外一个就是我们昏厥哈闷厥的时候不会升起。So people ask, you know, 法师 ，So I cannot plan. Can I plan my future? Can I plan my work for the next week?那很多法的菩萨就问说，法师，那我难道不能计划我的未来吗？我难道不能规划我下个礼拜的工作吗？ Are they all wandering thought? What's the difference between this wandering thought and my plan? 那我在计划跟我的这个什么，这个妄念跟计划未来有什么不一样？You know, what's the difference between the wandering thought about your future and that you plan your future? Consciousness and non-consciousness? 有意的或无意的分别。Any thought? 就是我们在计划规划未来跟我们想象未来的那个 妄念有什么差别、啊、okay. The lady said 这个、Doris 讲说计划就是说我现在正在做这件事情是吧，专心做这件事情，那另外呢就是说没有发生，你只是在那边想象。 OK、嗯、对，就是不应该在这个时候发现，这个时候发生的事情你产生的就是一种妄念，比如说我们在打禅期的时候应该在用方法，可是你在想你的未想你下个礼拜要做什么，那这就是妄念。可是如果你当下正要规划你下个礼拜要做什么，那它就不是妄念。好，这就是也是师父讲的哈。 So the difference is at the present moment what you need to do, what you should do, and that's the right thing to do. But if you are in the retreat or you are doing meditation and you're thinking about what you want to do next week, then that's wandering thought. But right now, you told yourself, I'm going to plan my work for next week, then you are doing the right job there. This is not wandering thought.if you are driving and then you think about, you know, next week something, you know, that's a wandering thought. But right now, you sit in front of a computer, look at your calendar. I'm planning my work next week. Then that's your work right now. It's not wandering thought. Can you tell the differences? Okay. So the six consciousness, when it interacts with the six dust and the six organs, generates six consciousness, it has two ways, three ways actually. Go to the wholesome mental factors, or go to the unwholesome mental factors, or go to the uncertain one. Okay, we know the 51 mental factors in the previous talk. And how does it happen? How it make judgment, you know, which way to go by the six consciousness? 那我们讲到善恶临时别配置嘛，就是说当我们这个六识因为六尘啊、六根这样子产生的时候呢，那我们以前有讲到五十一个心所，对不对？有善的，有不善的，有不定的。好，那第六识怎么决定说我应该去往这边还是往这边还是往那边？好，so 我们就要开始研究一下哈。 This is very complicated. Not very complicated. Okay. In one of the sastras, it proposed two models for the six consciousness to decide. You know, it's wholesome factor, unwholesome factor, or uncertainty. The first this hypothesis is saying that, you know, our six consciousness only can accept, can decide it's wholesome or unwholesome or uncertainty. The second model say we can simultaneously have wholesome and unwholesome mental factors. But the key thing is which one dominate. Okay. And I prefer the second one. So I'm going to explain to you the second one. Okay. 那我们的六识哈，这图看起来有点复杂哈，但是它其实也不复杂哈，就是说它要怎么跟善心所、恶心所或是无忌来这个连结哈。那这个过程哈，在成唯识论里面有两种的理论呐哈，一种就是说，我们的六识呢，它就是。 要么就善，要么就恶。好，那么就无忌，就三性之一嘛。哈，那第二个他是说，其实我们是可以有善有恶，因为有六识，对不对？有前五识，对不对？有再加第六识，它还可以善跟恶。但是呢，最后第六识决定是什么，是因为哪一个比较强？好，那我个人是比较。 喜欢第二个哈，第二个哈，因为其实我们观察我们的自心哈是有这样的。 Let me give you example. Okay, so a very popular news about royal baby, right? Everybody expecting the royal baby, the British royal baby, right? Look at the picture. Actually, when you look at the baby, their skin is not smooth, you know, like old people. Wrinkles, right? And doesn't look good, actually. Come out just when they just come out. But you see, when we see the baby, you know, when we hear they cry, oh, so good, healthy baby. And, you know, the baby, even though looks like old people, like little old people, we say, ah, so cute. Right, and you know, when you smell the baby, everything make you happy. You know, when you hold the baby, you know, the touch, everything is so good. Go to the wholesome mental factor. Everything is positive, right? But when I take care of my mother, that when she was dying. And she just like a very old baby. She is incontinent. She the nurse need to change her diaper, and the skin, you know, like old people wrinkle, and the voice, she cannot speak out the voice, and it smell like old people, right? And when I hold her, you feel like, you know, a life is almost end, and you feel sad. So, you know, the baby is incontinent as the old people, and in some way they look very similar, but you know, our feeling is very different. The sixth consciousness, when we perceive, look at this scene, encounter this scene, one turn to positive, the other turn to negative. That's very simple, right? But how about recently there is a span, has a train crash. So many people die, right? The scene makes us feel bad. But if you are the parents or relatives, go to the scene, you have very, very mixed feeling. But if you go to the crash train and suddenly you hear the sound, the screaming of your daughter or son in the car, what will you feel? You know, all the sad things disappear. You feel exciting. You feel hope because your relative's still alive. You know, in the disaster, you know, earthquake area, all the things, all your five consciousness, your five organs encounter the scene or turn to negative. Not negative, unwholesome, you know, scary, sad, you know, upset. But suddenly, if you hear something, your sound, you know, you hear the people screaming, then you generate hope. Right? So you have a mix. All the eye, nose, tongue, body, all the encounters are linked to unwholesome factor, mental factors. But the sound of the human crying out immediately link your sixth consciousness to the wholesome factor. You know, the love, the face, and the want to help, you know, everything, because this is so strong. This, we have wholesome and unwholesome factors, mental factors linked by our five consciousness. But this, the sound dominate your sixth consciousness and your whole mind turn to positive. 那我要说的是, 我刚刚有讲中文吗？不是，就是我们刚刚好，大家前一阵子不是一天到晚在等那个皇室宝宝吗？有没有？我们的英国的皇室宝宝，对不对？哇，大家在他终于出来了，非常饥渴的要看他那个照片。其实你看那个照片，良心讲，小baby生出来其实是很丑的，有没有？他皮肤是皱皱的，很像老人呢。 就刚挤出来的时候是这样子，大家如果当过妈妈都知道，刚出来的 baby 是很丑的，很像老人，皮肤都是皱巴巴的，然后脱皮，然后又没有头发，又好像很奇怪，很像那个秃头，有没有？然后，他哭啊，哭得很大声，对不对？哇，这个心脏很强，这个 baby 很健康，然后呢，这个大便，哇，好香哦。 看看大便是不是正常的，果然是健康的 baby， 然后它的味道，哎呀，抱起它来多么喜欢啊，这个所有的东西，所有的接触，所有的五识都连接到第六识的什么啊，善心所，什么都是好的，什么都是有希望的，什么都是好的。好，但是我又想起，当我照顾我那 快要临终的妈妈的时候，她的皮肤也是哈，瘦到都是皱皱的嘛哈。那她也是大小便失禁，需要人家换尿布咯。好，那她的声音也讲不出什么话来了。那她有老人的味道。好，当我抱着她的时候，她一样是很软弱的，但是你会感觉说她的生命好像快要到终点了。好，那整个的五识给我的接触呢，它连接到我的第六识的时候呢，都是属于，其实恶心所翻的不是很好，就是说都是属于比较负面的，就是担心啦、害怕啦、失望啦、忧虑啦，这些不善心所。那这很单纯嘛，因为两种虽然不同的东西给我们的是一种善的跟不善的，但是当我们最近不是有那个西班牙火车高级那高快速火车不是 crash 了吗？很多人死亡，对不对？如果你是那些人的亲戚或是父母亲，你到了那个现场的时候，你眼耳鼻舌身所接触的东西是让你非常悲伤的，都是嗅到死亡的味道，看到的都非常惨，对不对？可是如果这个时候你忽然听到你的亲人的叫喊声的时候呢，那你的第六识马上呢会连接到一个是就变成善心所，它之强哈，它这个耳识的这个讯息来的之强，它可以淹没其他的不善心所，马上呢就是你的希望，马上就是你的爱心出现了，你要去救你的小孩，或是他不是你的小孩，你都会马上申请那个善心所，你产生希望了。所以呢 Our five organs, when we encounter the environment, the five consciousness, sometimes it can be mixed. You know, you might see a singer that the fat and not handsome, but when he sing, then you totally dissolve in the sound and you don't care about his outlook. Right? 以前哦，记得小时候不是有个蔡琴吗？好，台湾有一个歌手叫蔡琴，我记得他第一次出来的时候，大家想说怎么会有这么丑的歌星，好，就这丑不好看不打紧又矮，又不是说身材很好，就是说身材又不好又长得不好看，怎么有这种人出来当歌星呢？但是他一唱歌的时候就变成大家的粉丝，说哎，外观已经不重要了，他的歌声占领了我们的心。也就是说当这个歌手一出来的时候呢，我们眼耳鼻舌身这个其实是有他不同的就是角色，对不对？可是当到第六识的时候呢，其实是那个最强的那个你最在意的那个来决定他要接下去是要去善的还是去恶的，就哪一个会 dominate 这样子。 OK、so far any question 有没有问题？好，没有问题。好， So next we talk aboutThe sixth consciousness is prone to fluctuate among the three natures, within the three realms, and among the five kinds of sensation. 好，那接下来我们就讲哈，性界受三恒易转，意思就是说这个第六识呢，它会在三性、三界跟五受之间，就一直这个来来去去，很容易的这样子，变心啊，它变来变去的非常容易，那这非常的容易理解。 What does it mean on fluctuate? There are two meanings. The first, in our current life, the sensation is fluctuate. The second, for the future life, our destination will fluctuate in the three realms. 那恒逸恒转逸它有两种意义，第一个是在我们的现世，我们的觉受呢是 还有我们的判别呢是非常的容易变的，其实我们很容易变心的，没有什么海枯石烂，这个永恒不变的东西。因为我们的第六识呢，喜怒无常，心猿意马，经常变动它相应的品相，心品就是它的心所是变来变去的，是我们是非常善变的。 So actually every one of us is change our mind very frequently. Nobody keep their mind for a long time without change. Okay. And the second, for the three realms, the karma that created by the six consciousness when, become a causes is that, planted in our eighth consciousness, then we accumulate many karmas that will drag us into the three realms.那我们第六识呢，因为这样这个喜怒无常哈，还有因为它的这个不同的这个分别哈，它造出了很多的因种在我们的第八识里面哈，那它变成我们的一个业力哈，然后会让我们在下一辈子当中产生不同的果报哈。那 we will talk about it in more detail later。所以呢，我们要知道说我们的第六识是一直变来变去的，所以我们的念头一念一念都是一直在变的。 So our thought, our sixth consciousness is ever changing. Thought after thought, thought after thought, just keep change. The three realms, we will fluctuate in the three realms and six, destination. The sixth destination, for the Buddhism, we always talk about, you know, we can be reborn in six kinds, six destination. One is hell, go to the hell, or become a ghost, or become animal, become human, or asura, or deity, or gods. Okay. How that happened, and what kind of karma we accumulate to make this happen, or to make us, to choose which destiny we will go to. 那在三界六趣里面呢，哈，其实，在欲界天呢，我们有六趣嘛，哈，就是什么地狱、恶鬼、畜生、人、阿修罗跟天人嘛，哈，那要。在我们转世呢，转生的时候，要在这个六趣里面转生，会到底会投身到哪一趣呢？就是决定在我们的业哈。那这个业呢，是存在我们的第八识种子识里面哈。当它现行的时候呢，那哪一个现行就会去哪里。Basically, everyone's is consciousness has all six karma.That will lead us to the sixth destination. But it is the causes and conditions that when you die, when you are dying, and after the 49 days, of your dying, the causes and conditions decide, you know, which karma is sprouting and which destination you will go to.So it is very important to help dying people and also the people during the 49 days in his, after he passed away, that we, help them to have a good causes and conditions that ripen so that they can at least go to the human realm or the deity realm, to go to the good, destination instead of,the hell, the ghost, or an animal. 那基本上我们每一个人啊的八识田里面种子识里面都有这六道的业，每一个人都有。好，那当我们要投生的时候是哪一种啊，哪一趣的业力啊，它会主导然后让我们去投生那一道呢？其实是在我们要往生的时候 跟往生49天的中阴身的时候呢，他的因缘哈是非常重要的。所以我们常常想说，为什么我们需要帮助那些快要往生的人或是已经往生不久的人呢，让他呢可以投生善趣，不要堕三恶道。好，这个时候呢是我们要帮助他的第六世好那个善趣的这个种子呢好现前。好， So for example, we might have done 10 heinous deeds. One of them is killed your parents or killed Arhat. That's one of the heinous deeds. And that karma will lead us to the hell. And if we are habitually always be jealousy or stingy, and then that will lead us to the ghost realm. And if we are ignorant about causes and conditions, and we will easily become animal. And if we keep 5 precepts, and that will help us to reborn as a human again. And if we are very easily get angry and always try to fight with everything, fight for everything, that karma will lead us to Asura. And if we cultivate the 10 virtuous deeds, we do good deeds, wholesome deeds, then that merits will help us to become reborn in the heaven. 那在这个六趣里面呢，哈，其实比如说，我们如果做十逆，哈，有犯十逆罪的，哈，比如说杀父杀母、杀阿罗汉，哈，这都是十逆罪。假设我们犯过这样的一个罪的话呢，我们就种下了哈下地狱的因。好，那如果我们在日常生活中就是很习性的，就是一天到晚嫉妒他人，或是很小气、很吝啬，哈，这样的那个习气呢，会让我们呢，就是会投身到恶鬼道。好，所以恶鬼道就是东西都木莲的母亲有没有？连木莲给他东西，他都不要跟人家分享的哈。所以他的恶报是什么？他的喉咙很小，那他要喝水就不能喝不到变成火嘛哈。那如果说我们对于因果啊哈没有正确的概念，对因果非常无明的时候呢，我们很容易变成畜生啊。假设我们去偷别人的东西，就觉得说反正偷别人的东西也没有什么，也没什么不好的哈，也应该不会有什么恶报哈。哎呀，这样的因以后哈就是变什么什么什么动物喜欢偷啊。好，假设你这个一天到晚害人家哈，像那个梁皇宝钗就是那个谁变蟒蛇啊，那个梁武帝的太妃有没有？哦，那个很可怕的哈，就变蟒蛇嘛哈。他觉得他这样折腾别人没事哈，就变蛇哈，得毒蛇这样子哈。那如果说哈，我们能够持五戒，就是种下哈，就是人生而为人的因哈，因为五戒就是做人的基本道理嘛哈。那假设我们一天到晚生气，一天到晚，而且一天到晚就想要跟人家斗争，就要跟你斗，我要跟你斗，我就看不顺眼，就要跟你斗，看到谁就斗，哇，这个习气哈，就是。就变阿修罗。好，假设我们行慈善了哈，啊，这很喜欢布施啦，很喜欢帮助别人呐，哎，讲话也很好，就是讲善恶，哎，什么甜美的话啊，哈，让人家很高兴啊，哎，你就很容易变成美丽的天人呐，好，哎，不错，对不对？可是师父告诉我们哈，小心呐，不要做天人哈。因为一去就会很久，呵呵，就修太快乐了哈，以至于忘记修行哈。But 师父 warned us, you know, don't expect to go to heaven because it's too happy there, and you will spend there for a long, long time, and you totally forget about practice. And that's at certain point is not that good. Okay, so you see, our sixth consciousness will habit here, or the habitual pattern here, generated by our sixth consciousness, is fluctuated. Every one of us has all this kind of even you know today this morning you like have you like angel, but next moment you become a ghost, right? And you know it will follow our thought. If your thought correlated with animal, then you become like animal. If you are like Asura, then you become Asura. Okay, it depends on your sixth consciousness. 那所以就是说，其实我们人的一天哈，都可以经过这六道了，对不对？好，早上好像天使一样哈，下午就变恶魔了哈。这就是在我们的第六识的一念之间，好，会决定我们当下的果报是什么。好 ，OK。 And how about the sensation? We have five sensation. I translated into the first five is discontent and content and neutral. And we talk about it for the first five consciousness. And then for the sixth consciousness, on top of these three, there is worry and delight. And worry and delight belongs to the function of rationality. It come after the encounter with the environment, and they are all keep changing. Okay, but one thing I need to point out is the discontent and content and neutral for the first five consciousness are different from those from the sixth consciousness because. For the first five consciousness, this is the organ that is content or neutral. But for the sixth consciousness, it's the mind that is discontent and neutral. And what is the differences? 那我们现在讲受了哈，我们的第六识在五受里面也是变来变去的哈。那五受是什么呢？之前前五识我们有讲哈，是苦受。 乐受跟舍受，对不对？然后现在为了第六识再加一个忧跟喜，好，那忧跟喜呢，它是一种思虑的功能，好，就第六识有思虑的功能，是当它跟外世境接触的时候呢，它还有一些后续的动作啦，哈，叫做思虑的功能，那会让我们产生忧跟喜，好，这样的一种觉受，哈。 那它是变来变去的哈，那要提出来的是说，我们这里讲的受呢，对前五识跟第六识来讲是不一样的，哈，比如说，因为呢前五识是根生受，好，那第六识是什么？心意受，好，那有什么不同呢？比如说，好，我的。 我的手指头哈，去摸火。我应该先讲英文。 For example, if my finger touch the fire, it's not comfortable, right? So it's a discontent. So the organ discontent about the fire. So then you withdraw your hand, right? But how about you put it in a warm water in the winter? Then that's comfortable. That's good, right? That's content. And neutral is, you know, when you feel comfortable already, then no matter where you go, you don't feel like the air is good or not good. That's neutral. 那根生受是什么意思？比如说我的手啊，去摸那个火，对不对？哎呀，很烧了，很痛嘛，赶快抽回来，因为那个痛就是苦，我不喜欢。但是在很冷的冬天里面。 给你一盆温暖的水啊！哎呀，手一碰进去，哇，好舒服哦！哎，我很喜欢。好，那平常假设春天、秋天很就很舒服了吧？哈，你也不会去觉得说，哎，这空气是不是太热了、太冷了？根本甚至没有觉察到温度这件事情的时候呢，它就是一个很舍，就是很中性的哈，没有什么好与不好的觉受。好，这是根生受。但是什么是心意受呢？ But one is the sensation of the mind. Shifu always say, you know, when we are sick, our body is in pain, but our mind doesn't need to be suffer. Our organ is in pain. We don't like it. But our mind can be free of suffering. 好，心意受是什么？师父常常讲嘛，这个什么？我们身可以病可以痛，但是可以心不苦，对不对？我们痛苦嘛，哈，痛是身体痛嘛，心苦是辛苦，对不对？我们生病了，我们得癌症了，我们得不可治的病的时候，身体是痛的，我们不能否认它，但是我们的心可以不苦。好，所以身痛跟辛苦是两回事。那我这边讲的第六意识呢，它这边的苦呢，它是指心意受的苦。The body is in pain, so the organ discontent about the pain. But if our mind discontent about this pain, then we are suffering. Discontent about the condition that we are in pain, we are sick, we got cancer, then our mind is suffer. And the pain of the body can be short, but the suffering of the mind can be long.And the one that will accumulate karma is the suffering of the mind, not the pain of the body. 好，所以呢，这个根身的痛苦是短暂的。好，但是心理的痛苦呢，是长久的。那唯是心的痛苦呢，它会造业，身的痛不会。So that's very key that we need to be aware that when we have sensation, we need to discriminate, we need to tell the differences between the sensation of the organs or it is the sensation of the mind. And we have to watch our sensation of the mind. Don't let the six consciousness accumulate bad karmas.Because of the sensation of the mind. Okay? So, you worry and delight, you know, we are sick, then we will worry a lot. Worry about our insurance, worry about our job, worry about our family. That is suffering of the mind. 那当我们生病的时候，我们会担心我们的保险是不是可以够 cover 啦？我们担心我们会不会请假太久了？工作是不是老板会把我 fire 掉啦？我们担心我们的家人会不会被我们拖累啦？好，大非常多的担心。好，那这些都是心的苦，都是心的苦受。好，那这种忧虑呢，它也会持续的很长的一段时间。And another thing I want to talk about is about practice. We also need to clearly note about the sensation of the organs and the sensation of the mind, the differences between the two. 那在修行，在我们用方法修行禅坐哈，或是在念佛的时候呢，我也要强调说，我们要很清楚的知道什么是根身受，什么是心意受。我们现在到底在修我们的五根，还是在修我们的心？好 ，We are practicing our organs, or we are practicing our mind. We have to know it. For example, relaxation.We always guide people, you know, relax before you count your breath. You know, when you do the meditation, you have to relax, right? So relaxation, how do you relax? 我们常常讲有没有打坐之前不是一天到晚引导大家放松有没有放松是什么放松心放松 You see, if you know that your shoulder is tense, and then you tell yourself, relax, 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 and I guarantee you, it gets more tense. Because your mind is not relaxed, you push your body to relax. And this is the order, that you order your shoulder to relax. First, of course, meditation, we need to relax our body and mind. But first step is relax body first, then relax the mind, right? Or you, if you are really good, you can relax both at the same time. But you cannot order your body to relax. The way we relax our body is the touch. Is the touch of the body. Because it's tense, you need to feel your body is relaxed. So the way we relax our body is make the feeling of your body, the touch, consciousness, relax. So sometimes we're doing yoga, right? Stretching. We're doing a lot of things that we make us, that the touch consciousness relax, not make our mind intense or nervous about my body is not relaxing. Okay. 那比如说我们打坐身体不能放松的时候呢，其实我们是要，我们是在修我们的触受，身体的触受让它放松。好，所以我们不可以用我们的心去强迫我们的身体放松。好，不是用我们的心去告诉我们的身体说你的肩膀要放松，你的腿要放松，不是的。当我们在身体要放松的时候，有时候我们会做瑜伽，有时候我们会伸展，对不对？有时候我们惊醒，我们要让我们的身体的觉受哦，身体身的身触受是放松的，所以我们要想办法让我们的触受是放松的，而不是让我们的心很紧张说糟糕，我的身体没有放松，我要放松放松放松，好，那就是越来越紧张了哈。The same thing happened counting the breath. You know, counting the breath is, the breath is the touch consciousness, because we observe, you know, the air in and out of the nostril, and we observe the change of the sensation around the nostril. So that's a training of a touch consciousness, not a sixth consciousness. So sometimes when we say, you know, relax, just watch your breath, breathe naturally, don't control your breath. And a lot of people, when they hear upon don't control your breath, they start to control their breath, because they switch to use their sixth consciousness to practice the method of counting the breath. Do you know what I'm talking about? When we're doing the meditation, we need to know that we are practicing the relaxation of the touch consciousness, for example, relaxation, or counting the breath. That's, we have to train our touch consciousness to be relaxed, to be aware, to be clear. Don't use your sixth consciousness to take over this method. 那所以在禅修的时候前一半段哈，比如说我们要观呼吸，有没有要数呼吸前要观呼吸，那不是要很清楚知道那个呼吸进出，有没有在我们这个鼻孔进出的感觉，有没有那个感觉是触受，不是第六意识哦，好，所以很多人当我们法师说啊，我们要数呼吸的时候哈，要放松，要自然的呼吸，千万不要控制呼吸的时候，很多人就开始控制呼吸，一、二、三哈，因为你用你的第六意识，你用你的心去用这个方法数呼吸，也不是用你的心去控制你的呼吸，好去。而是在你完全放松之后，它很自然而然的，你的身体是放松了，你身体在呼吸， 然后你只是加一点点的用力，一、二、三，好，而不是你用你的心去控制你的呼吸，跟着我的数字数呼吸，不是这个样子的，哈。Then after you can relax your first five consciousness, let it go to the natural relaxed state, then our mind start, we start to practice our mind. Okay? And we use a little effort, use the number to label our breath. And we keep our sixth consciousness, the action of the sixth consciousness minimum, because the function of the sixth consciousness is to discriminate. 好，当我们在禅修的时候，其实我们是尽量把我们的第六意识呢的活动呢弄到最少，因为第六意识它的功能就是分别，我们就是不要分别。好，所以但是心又有它觉照的功能，所以我们都把它弄在比较好，一点点，就是加一点数字啦，哈，加一点数字这样啊，整个用根深，用限量，有没有限量跟限境去修嘛，哈，有没有？好。So, the sensation is different. Remember, sensation is different for the organs and for the sixth consciousness. When we practice, when we do meditation, be aware. Don't use your sixth sense too much. Okay. Then, the fundamental and the subsidiary afflictions and faith, etc., meaning the rest of the mental factors,always co-arise with the sixth consciousness. There is no exception. When the sixth consciousness arise, the mental factor come after. So that's why when we practice meditation, keep the sixth consciousness minimum, because always come a lot of mental factors. That's what we don't want. Okay. 所以他这边讲到说跟随性等总相连，就是说那五十一个心所啊，永远只要第六意识升起，五十一个心所就跟着来了啦，没有一个例外的哈。所以为什么当我们在禅修的时候呢，第六意识要不要让它那么活跃，好，因为你只要第六意识产生，那个五十一个心所就是你就是没有避免，它就是跟着来的。好，那 This is the, you know, show you, you know, how many,你知道昏沉掉局啊，有没有懈怠啊，散乱啊，这些全部都是心所，都是51个心所里面齁。So the 51 mental factors include, you know, we very know very well about our drowsiness, our laziness, our wandering thought, you know, all that. They come after. So be carefulabout, you know, the sixth consciousness. Because when they arise, when the sixth consciousness arise, here come all the 51. And you name it, okay. 所以就是说这个第六意识我们要非常小心，我们在练心的时候就是要练这个第六意识呢，不要那么就是它不要变成我们这种杂乱的第六意识齁。那我们要把它转齁，要怎么转是后面会讲的齁。So we will talk about how we turn the sixth consciousness into a wisdom. That's what we will talk about in next week. That's the purpose of meditation. How to turn those impure mind into the wisdom. 那我们在说所谓的禅坐练心的时候呢，最主要的就是要怎么样把我们染污的心，好，这种第六意识染污的心呢，把它转成清净的智慧啊，好，这是我们下个礼拜要下次要谈的哈，就是为什么要转四成智啦，有四就是不清净的，要把它转成智，为什么那么重要？那我们禅修的目的其实就是要转四成智，而不是要入定哈 ，OK， 不是要变成一个没有反应的人哈。So meditation, the purpose of meditation is not make us become a people thatNo response to the environment, but become the people with wisdom when we encounter the environment. Okay. For example, water, Usually when we drink water, we don't generalize in mind it's good or bad. But it's flooding. When during the flooding, the water is bad, right? But if it didn't rain for 6 months, you pray for the rain, okay? So the water is good. How about a fire? When it is in disaster, fire is not good. But during the winter, fire is good because you can have warm, okay? So everything is good or bad depends on the situation and depends on your need. And how about the ignorant or no discrimination and indifferences? What's the difference between those? Some people told me, you know, Fa Shi, after I practice meditation, I have more suffering because my mind is more clear and more sensitive about my suffering, my affliction, and as well as I can see clearly about others' mind. You know, I know their intention, and then I have more vexations after I meditate. So maybe we just become a people that is not, you know, like full people, you know, don't know what is going on in this world. And I'm more happy that way. Is that true? 我们来分别一下哈，什么是无明？无明不清楚，还有一个是不起分别和漠不关心，有什么差别啊？那很多人有一个信众打电话来跟我说，法师，自从学禅修以后，我更加的烦恼了。为什么呢？因为我的心更加的清楚明白，我看到了我自己很多不好的习气，我觉得我是一个很龌龊的人。好，然后最重要的是，我又更清楚的看到别人的心，那么的造作，那么虚假，然后我觉得我更痛苦了，我如果我是一个很笨笨啊，就是那种天公疼笨人的那个，有没有？我家笨笨的啦，然后对这个世界啊，你啊好啊坏啊，齁，善的恶啊没什么感觉啊，都好都好啊，齁，这样我的日子不是更快乐吗？我为什么要学禅修？我禅修没有办法让我断除烦恼耶。What do you think? Do you want to become a full people that don't know what's going on? And don't know, you know, our mind is so tricky and so not reliable and not sensitive to other people's mind. You know, they're eager, they're greedy, and they're hatred, you know, arrogant, you know. Just, I don't want to know about that. I don't want to sense about that, about myself and other people. Then I'm happier. You see, if you're not clear about yourself and others, that's ignorant. That's not wisdom. And that cannot resolve your problem of being suffering. Because in the karma, in your karma, in the ex-consciousness, you accumulate the karma to become animal. You see, dog, good, they're happy all the time. Cat, right? They don't know much about human, you know, criminals, crime, all that bad things. They are all happy. You just give them food, they're happy all the time. And how about indifferences? You are indifferent to everything because you don't care. Will be you less suffer? I guarantee you will be a lonely person. And you are very arrogant about yourself. Okay, so what we need to do, what we need to practice is we clearly know about everything, but we do not generate discrimination. 那假设呢，我们对什么事情呢，周围这样糊里糊涂的哈，不清不楚的，不知道外面发生什么事，也不知道你尔虞我诈哈，啊，这个贪嗔痴，自己的贪嗔痴，别人的贪嗔痴都搞不清楚，没有觉察到，哎，这样是不是快乐一点呢？我们种下无明哈，就是畜生之因呐，啊，比如像狗啊、猫啊，没有搞不清楚啊，什么都不知道啊，你再给他一点什么骨头啊，哈，哎呦鱼罐头，哇，高兴得不得了，每天就等主人回来，什么都不知道，你们要成为这样吗？这是一种无明的状态哈。那好，那漠不关心呢？反正这世界发生什么事情就是这样嘛，都总是这样嘛，没关系，我 I don't care。如果我们一直是这样的一个心态，保证我们是一个孤独的人，孤独而且是一个傲慢的人，因为我们对这社会的一切不关心，甚至我们对于一个人啊，人性本身的慈悲与智慧的一面你都不会关心。假设我们对这个很关心的时候，我们就会很主动的去看要怎么样能够去除我们的贪嗔痴。好，那我们真正要修行的是清楚知道，但是不起分别。好，这就是我们讲的什么莫造，对不对？清楚知道，但是不起分别。 So that's the practice of silent illumination. We clearly know about everything, but silent.No discrimination, no judgment. Okay, so that's the practice of meditation. Clearly know about everything, and then we don't make bad or good judgment. And that need to base on a very deep down faith about all sentient beings' true nature that isUnlimited wisdom and compassion that we all have. With this faith about all sentient beings' equal self-nature of wisdom and compassion, we would open our mind for everything, every people in the whole universe, and we won't make judgment. We won't make discrimination.那要怎么样办到它呢？我们在修默照，在我们内心深处要有很强很强的一个信心。什么样的信心？一切众生皆具如来智慧德相，每个人都的本性都是无限的慈悲与智慧。唯有有这样的一个信心之后，我们会把我们的心打开，接受这一切存在的每一件事跟每一个人，接受他们，而且不会去做善与恶的分别，不会排斥他，也不会被他怎么样牵连。好，这样的一个信心，好，来自于我们对于佛性的正知见。Okay. Then.Come back to the eighth consciousness. It is the most influential driving force behind our physical action and speech. 那动身发语独为罪，就是说第六识呢，它其实是就是驱动我们 要说什么话，要做什么事情最有影响力的，最有影响力的一个心识。那怎么说呢？We know that this is pervasive mental factors. When things happen, we will have attention first and contact the event or things or people. And then we will have a sensation about, you know, good content or discontent from our organs, okay? And then we will have a perception. Then we have a volition. This is a consequence that happened very fast. And it is the volition that need to count on the sixth consciousness to go further. Okay. And it is the volition that is the entity of the karma, or the original body of the karma. 那我们在讲说，当我们任何事情一个发生的时候呢，我们不是讲有五片形吗？哈、哦，作意、触、受、想、思，这五片形是不管发生什么事情都一定会有的一个流程哈、哦。作意、触、受、想、思，那这是这个思心所哈、哦，这个思片形里面的这个思心所呢，它呢是要靠第六识。第六意识来接下去，他要跟他怎么做哈、哦？那也是这个思心所呢，它是业的字体，也就是说，我们造业哈、哦，造业的本源呐、啊，来自于这个思心所。然后这个思心所又要依靠我们的第六识来接下去哈、哦，还有很多故事的哈、哦，这只是刚开始哈、哦。然后我们触动了思心所跟第六识一结合之后，接下去就要怎么样？When the volition link to the sixth consciousness, then it will generate a decision of our action, speech, and thought, and that will become our karma. Okay. So we need the sixth consciousness to create karma.The karma is created by the sixth consciousness. 好，所以呢，造业必于第六识，第六识必造业。好，它是第六识是这样的一个重要的一个中心。好，它刚好在前五识跟第七、第八识的中间。好 ，So the sixth consciousness is very important for practitioners because we want to be a better person.We need to count on the sixth consciousness. If one could become bad, we want to become, no matter which direction we go, the sixth consciousness is the will. Okay? It decides your direction. 那第六识就是决定我们要往哪里去哈。所以我们在修行的时候，这个第六意识是非常重要的哈。要往善、往恶、往上、往下。全部要靠第六识，好，所以第六识其实是我们修行非常重要的一个着力点。好，那第六识的功能是什么？我们再把它细分。好，刚刚不是已经有Then we talk about the volition, right? Volition, it linked to the sixth consciousness, and then it generated body, speech, and mind, and created karma. And what happened here?The function process of the sixth consciousness is like this. It can subdivide it into further steps. First is the first sixth consciousness. When we encounter the environment, we have differentiate, the function of differentiation. You tell the differences. For example, if we touch the fire, we know that this is not, it's burning, it's not comfortable. And then we withdraw our hand immediately, right? We know it's harming us. We know we don't like it. This is the first step. And the second step is the sixth consciousness take over. And it start the function of consideration. Okay. So,the fire, we restore the hand, and then feel pain here. And then we start to think, oh, the fire is dangerous things. It will hurt me. You know, so I need to put, I need to keep away from the fire. And the next step, the sixth consciousness will perform the determination. Then it decide, okay.This fire is dangerous. I need to put it away. not only I keep it away, I keep away from the fire. When I see fire, I need to put it away. And then the next, it has the final judgment. Fire is dangerous. Okay? That's how we learn from the baby, when we were baby, you know. When we were baby, we don't know anything. But we touch the fire. And we have this process. And in our mind, then we have a judgment. Next time, we won't touch the fire. Because we know, we learn. And we put this judgment in our as consciousness. So next time, we don't have to repeat again to touch the fire. We store the hand and then put it away around fire. We automatically, when we look at the fire, we will keep away from it. Or we put away from our body. Okay, that's the process of the sixth consciousness. So everything, the sixth consciousness, once it generates differentiation, then it will have next consideration, next determination, and then judgment. When the judgment is formed, then you become your value of life. Okay. 那第六识的功能呢, 它还可以细分的齁。 前六识有没有不是了别了吗？ 当一个外境产生的时候呢， 它开始分别， 比如说我们刚刚讲火对不对？ 我们不是碰了吗？ 哦， 痛耶， 我们就手收回来对不对？ 那我们就知道痛咯。 然后而且我们的身体会马上判别说它对我们有害，所以马上收回来了。那接下去第六意识它就接下去了，它就开始考虑了，神律说哇，这火居然你已经离开火了，但是痛还在嘛，然后这个火会伤害我，而且会让我痛，让我有损失，那我知道说我必须要怎么样远离这个火。 而且呢，接下去要做决定了，这个火太危险了，所以我要把它怎样？我远离它不打紧，我要把它挪开，把它挪开，不要让自己再烧到，不要让别人烧到，挪开。然后你最后就可以做一个决谋断，任何一个过程你都会一个谋断说，火是危险之物，我们要远离它，你就已经做了这个决定了，对不对？ 然后这就放到你的第八意识去了。下次再发生的时候，你不用再去走这样一个过程，不用再去碰了，因为你已经有经验了嘛。然后下次看到火的时候，你自然而然把火就移开了。火是危险东西，然后你会告诉你的小孩，火很危险，你不要靠近它，对不对？ So once you generate experience, you will tell people, fire is dangerous, keep away from it. Okay. 那这就是第六意识的功能。 So once we come to this world, through the sixth consciousness, we keep generate all kinds of judgment about this world. And that become our world. And our world is actually different from others' world, even though we live in the same world. That's why, you know, our world is created by our mind. We make judgment all the time and that put it in our ex consciousness and we live our life based on those judgments all the time. So when we practice, we need to touch this at a certain point, we need to touch the sixth consciousness, the level of sixth consciousness and reverse to its real state. No discrimination, no judgmental discrimination, and go back to its original state. 所以当我们在修行的时候，我们一定就是要触及到第六意识的修行，就是说，我们只要一升到这个世界上来，我们就是不断的用第六意识去分别这个世界的一切人事物，然后一产生很多的神律决定跟什么。 谋断，然后这些谋断就不断的储藏在我们的第六意识里面，然后我们的生活呢，就去靠我们储存的这些谋断，然后我们来看这些世界。好，所以我们虽然生活在同样一个世界，可是你的世界跟我的世界是不一样的。好，OK，I need to go fast. Then The directing karma and fulfilling karma created by the six consciousness summon the karmic force that drag us to samsara. 那隐满能遭业力牵，就是这个第六意识呢，它能够累积我们的隐业跟满业，这就是我们下辈子就是我们的业力所牵。Okay, what is directing karma? What is fulfilling karma? This is my translation. Okay, directing karma is the major thing that will direct you to either of the six destinations. Okay, this is a very strong karma. When you reborn, you will go to heaven realm, or you go to human realm, or ghost, or hell. The karma in the eighth consciousness will dominate. And what is fulfilling karma? Once, for example, if you have the directing karma lead you to become a human being this life, but you might be a rich person or royal person, like the royal baby, the George, right? George Alexander Louis, Your Highness, right? HRH, what does that mean? His Royal Highness George Alexander Louis. Okay. I heard that once he was born, he automatically inherit how many pounds? Very rich person. But you might be born in Africa. you cannot grow up to see your mother because everybody hungry to die, hungry to death, right? You are in such a poor country and limited resource. That's fulfilling karma. Even though we all have the same directing karma to become a human being, but we have different fulfilling karma. You know, our life, some is very fulfilled, that some is not fulfilled at all. Okay? And so this directing karma actually will link to common karma and certain or absolute karma. What is common karma? No matter you are a royal baby or a baby in Africa, we live in this world, right? We have what? We need to have water. We need to drink water. We need to have air to breathe, right? We have the same karma that human beings need to have, need to be through. When you're sick, you still need to go to... Everyone will get sick because we have a body, right? You can, you know, be healthier or less healthier, but everyone gets sick. Everyone get old. Everyone will die. That's our common karma. No one escape. And what is a certain karma? Everyone have to die. Right? And fulfilling karma will link to individual karma. So even though everyone need to drink water, but you might be in thirsty for a month, but the royal baby never gets thirsty. Right? Everything he wants, he has it. And, you know, even though the world is in a global warming, right? But he might live in the palace with air conditioned. Some are not, okay? And what is uncertain karma? So if you encounter a good king or a good president of the country, then you get you might get help from other country. You can have water to drink. But if you encounter a bad president or a bad king, then you are in thirst for a month without water. That's uncertain because it depends on the condition, depends on other people. Okay? 那我们就讲说第六识呢，它累积的隐业跟满业呢，会呢 成为我们主要的耶利哈，营业就是主要的哈，他决定我们是六道里面要去哪一道，好，比如说人道，好啊，你今天生的变成是皇室的家族，对不对？哇，这个一生下来就有10亿英镑，听说哈，好像是这样子哈。那我们也可能是生在非洲嘛，难民区嘛哈，可能你都没有办法长大见到你的母亲，因为她饿死了。好，那这是营，我们通通是生而为，我们都有生而为人的营业，可是我们的满业哈，就是我们生命的满意度是不一样的哈，我们的满业是不一样，有的人是他具足一切，有的人就是什么都没有，那这是我们的满业的不同。那营业呢，它其实会影响的是一个是我们的供业，跟有关的是一个供业，一个是定业。供业就是说我们因为都是生而为人，所以我们都需要靠这个身体，那身体会生病，对不对？我们会生老病死，这是我们的工业，生而为人的工业。好，那定业就是比如说会死，这是一定的嘛，千古以来没有人不死的，这是我们的定业。那满业呢，它就牵连到了一个是不共业，一个是不定业。好，那不共业就是它就是跟环境有关的，就是说好啊，你这个虽然齁，我们现在都是什么全球气候暖化，对不对？这气候都变热了嘛齁，这是我们的工业嘛齁。但是呢皇室的人他就哇冷气，那你在非洲就没有冷气就很热齁，那这是不工业。虽然全球暖化气温升高了，但是你的环境可以让你不要受热，但是有人就要受热齁。那不定业是什么？假设我就是会，我很渴，我就是没缺水，干旱的没水了哈，大家就是共，就是会很渴。但是呢，如果你遇到一个很好的总统或很好的国王，好，他会想办法把有钱人的水哈搬来给你喝，对不对？好，那你的不定业就是说你虽然会饥渴，可是没渴那么久了哈。但是如果说你遇到一个是不好的国王，贪污的啦哈，总统啦。把人家救济的东西全部污去了，虽然人家救济了，可是你喝不到水，他都不定，因为他决定你今天你的国王是谁，那你的业会怎样受报，那不一定。所以第六意识呢，它是非常重要的，它累积的所有业力真的就是我们的一生，我们生生世世都靠我们第六意识累积的业来决定。So the six consciousness decide our destination, our life, forever. Just come with us all the time. And how can we jump out of it? Jump out of the samsara, jump out of the rebirth of dying and death, reborn and death, jump out of this cyclic existence of suffering.Is to transform the consciousness into wisdom. That's what we were talking about next time. 那我们下一个礼拜就是要讲如何就是转世成智，转世成智之后我们这个不清净的第六识，这个分别的第六识会变成什么样子，那下礼拜来讲。好，谢谢大家。 Thank you.